I call the planning and development portion of this meeting to order, public hearing. I would, the committee members would like to introduce themselves, starting with youth and governance.
Hi, my name is Casey Cochran, I'm part of the committee.
John Poole, County Board Supervisor, District 20.
Andy Buehler, Kenosha County Planning and Development.
Zach Rodriguez, Kenosha County Board, District 8.
Mark Nordigan, Kenosha County Board, District 21.
April Webb, Planning Office.
And I'm Erin Decker, Chair of the Committee, County Board Supervisor, District 22. Just to mention that we did have a work session yesterday morning to go over and review the items on the agenda and get a lot of our questions asked, so we try to move the meeting along so the public doesn't have to sit around while we're asking questions. Andy, the legal postings in the paper?
Yes, the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was posted on January 30th and February 4th.
Thank you, Andy. So agenda item number 6, review and possible approval. Resolution requests to approve the appointment of Steve Bostrom to the Land Information Council. Mr. Bostrom, if you want to come forward, if you have any questions. Does he have to introduce himself?
It would be nice for the record.
Okay.
Steve Bostrom, 1727 Fifth Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, real estate broker with Berkshire Hathaway Midwest.
Thank you. Does the committee have any questions or comments? Seeing none, do I have to do the for and against?
No.
Okay.
No, but I guess I'll just make a comment because okay. I'm on the committee as well, and I was approved last month. In any case, is that there is a real estate agent position to be filled, and Joe Huck has done that since the committee was formed, and so now Steve Foster is being looked at to be on there, and he'll be a great asset.
How long is the term, or is there terms, or?
There is.
July 2022.
Yep, 22.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Nordigan. Any further discussions or questions? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Yay.
Yay. Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
You're on the land council.
Careful what you
thank you.
Agenda item number 7.
Item number 7 is Irving One LLC, 1222 North Grant Avenue, Odessa, Texas, 79761. Dietrich Family Farm LLC, 2000 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Russell Brothers LLC, 11909 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181 are the owners. Country Thunder East LLC, 730 Gatlin Pike, North Madison, Tennessee, 37115 is the agent. Requesting a conditional use permit for a country music festival July 16th to the 19th of 2020 with an assembly over 5,000 people on tax parcel numbers 604-119-304-0405-0100 and part of 311-0200 located in the town of Randall. We do have the map for this right here. The area outlined in purple is the property as well as the area that's in the Village of Genoa City, although we do not have jurisdiction over that area, but it is property that the Country Thunder organization does own. And we do have a representative here tonight.
If you could turn on the mic, yep, and then move it towards you, if you can pick it up and stuff. And then give us
very close.
Yeah, very close. Yep.
Is it on?
Yes.
Barely.
So if you could state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Ken Weicker. I run an E1 Strategies consulting business now. I'm currently representing Country Thunder on these matters. I live at 4632 Back Lane Drive at Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin.
And if you could give the reason why you're here.
I'm asked by Country Thunder to represent any questions or answer any questions you might have on what their intentions are be or take messages back to them in regards to running the festival. My main job is security, consulting as well as just compliance issues that they may have here in Kenosha to run the festival.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee have any questions or comments right now? Supervisor Nordegan.
This is probably more directed to Andy, I think. The different parcels that are used for Country Thunder, are they currently crop planted, or do they just kind of leave them how they are and just knock down what grows through?
I believe that they grow grass and hay in the off season.
So they what is the Genoa City property, as well as what's south? I believe the Gen 1 area on the map that would be
this area here.
The south part, probably just north of 119th.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's any planting on that property.
Okay.
I believe it's the Dietrich Owen farm property that's on the north side that we use for. Yes, that one is planted. I believe it plants the opposite side every other year with corn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, otherwise they just grow grass to try to maintain the soil on the property.
Okay, and we're okay with them not planting, although it's an agricultural zoning, they can pretty much do what they want, right?
Correct.
There's no additional tax consequences, whether they do or don't, or anything like that. It's just their own cost if they're going to plant it and chop it down at that point, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Rodriguez, did you have any questions?
More of a comment. I had the privilege of attending Country Thunder last year, and though Mr. Weichert and I weren't able, I don't think we met that night. It was a long night. But the security nonetheless was, I think above and beyond with the Sheriff's Department. I know there's some city cops that go out there, I believe, on their own time with the union or what have you. I think it's it's something that Country Thunder takes seriously, and I think that's a big concern for a lot of people throughout the community. I look forward to attending the event again this year. It was definitely a blast, and I'm going to try. I've said it for a couple of years now. I haven't been able to get out there and tour the grounds before the festivities take place, but that is on it continues to be on my list, I should say. So.
And just let me know when we set up. We usually go the Thursday, that beginning Thursday.
Okay. Seeing no more questions or comments, is there anyone? Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I just wanted to go over with the committee. We did in work session, but not, we want to make sure everyone's aware of this. So there were three new conditions that came up from when we had our post-event meeting in October. And so item number six is to deal with this trench that was dug as an emergency way to eliminate the waters that were collecting on the property. And so we're looking for those to be restored in the proper way and or filled in. And so we'll be working with them on that. We have recommendations that our land conservationist has guidelines for doing such activities. We'll share that with them. And then number six. Number 16 is in regards to having some more taller and visible signage along the main entrance to help with getting people to that entrance when they're there, not being blocked by vehicles, and know where the drop-off location is. I think the other aspect was is we wanted to make sure that the Uber and Lyft had the proper address to pick up and drop off people. That address was not correct last year and caused some problems, and they're working on that. And then additionally is item number 17, which is just taking that drop-off area and doing more work to deal with the mud problems from last year, putting some gravel there. They do own the property, and so now they're able to do some of these things with graveling on the land in Genoa City that they weren't able to do in the past. Otherwise, those are just the new conditions. They've been sent out to Country Thunder. They're aware of them, and they'll be working on them. I'm not aware that they have any additional questions regarding them.
No more questions for you guys. Supervisor Rodriguez.
So last year when I went, leaving the event was quite the challenge. Is it solely up to the Sheriff's Department for traffic control, or do you work with them once they're on a public road?
Yeah, the Sheriff's Department handles the roadways. Everything internal, interior of the property would be parking attendants that are hired by Country Thunder.
And then, is it, because I'll bring it up at Judiciary, is it in your opinion then that making some of these roads one way, using both lanes to get people out of the area, do you think that'd be beneficial?
You mean the county highways?
Correct.
It can be. We have run into issues in the past, if you know that I've been there since it started. And when we have two lanes closed down both ways, we'll inevitably get some local traffic. And when that happens and they can't proceed down their normal pathways, there's not a lot of options, and that turns into usually a problem. We've had them literally go against the traffic and cause a major bottleneck. But so we try to avoid that, or at least when I was out there, it is the Sheriff's Department's call if they want to do it that way. We try to avoid that as much as possible just because of that issue. Now, one of the things that I ran into over the years was keeping Lance Drive available to the local traffic. So we instituted a traffic flow pattern that now goes completely around the west side for all the traffic coming up from the south. So they go into Walworth County and up Williams Road and then come east on 110th to the main entrance. And that seemed to help quite a bit with Lance Drive's traffic. So now the local traffic can get up and down during the event. Exit was always a problem. It's always a problem because people are walking and there's nowhere to walk along shoulders of county roads. And you have traffic all trying to get out at the same time and go all different directions. It is a mess for the first hour at least. And I don't know of a way to solve that. We've gone over this many a times with Andy over the years without actually constructing roadways out there. And I doubt that's ever going to happen. It's been 25 years. I don't think it's going to happen now. But yeah, it's really up to the Sheriff's Department if they decide they want to close it and go that way. But my opinion, we had a few more issues when we did that.
Okay.
Supervisor Rodriguez, I'm glad to see that you've been out all the way to Randall. It's almost like a different planet for you, isn't it?
I felt like it was Oregon Trail driving out there.
Did you have to pack a cooler and stop at a gas station to go to the bathroom?
I was going and going, and I thought, when is this going to end? Does this town of Randall even exist?
Well, you were there a long time.
Oh, man, it was something else. But, you know, the event was great. I really did enjoy myself.
And we do have running water out there, out in the county, just so you know. Our toilets do flush.
Well, and I'm not going to say that.
Supervisor Dornigan.
Well, first off, from the beginnings of Country Thunder, the traffic is tremendously better. I mean, from what it was in those first 4, 5, 6 years, it was incredibly bad. But I commend you on the improvements that have been made. So, yeah, you're going to get those. Try leaving any place where there's a lot of people. You're going to get stacked up. Everyone leaves at the same time. Sorry, it's just the way it is. But to get back to these changes, Andy, Randall didn't have any issues, I'm imagining, with anything that was brought forth from then. I mean, it was okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Supervisor Dornigan.
I guess the only other comment I would add, did you have something to add?
Yeah. No.
Is that, Mr. Weicker brought this up in regards to people being on the roads. We have been trying to find out ways to try to get people from being on the roads. That has been difficult. I mean, we've been working with off-site parking, trying to not allow those to happen in years past. And we've been working with Twin Lakes in regards to properties in their village for that not to occur. They do seem to be looking at that a little bit differently this year. We'll be working with them to see if it's possible to change some laws in their village to not allow parking on some of those properties, because that does create a hazard for those people when they're walking on the side of a road that's very narrow, has a deep ditch, and we have all these cars. So that's been ongoing, and Mr. Weicker worked on that when he was in the Sheriff's Department, and it'll keep going until we just keep looking at it every year. And every year we do a post-event discussion to try to figure out better ways to do it, and there's always little improvements, and these were a few of them.
If I may just add a couple things to that comment. There's two things that I proposed from last year, at the end of last year, was changing the entry ticketing system that they utilize where you come in and they ticket you in your car and then they allow your car through to go to parking areas. And that is very slow. It has a tendency to break down when there's questions with all the people that are piled in somebody's cars. What I proposed to them last year was to get them in parking lots and make them walk up to the booths and get their tickets, which I think would bring the traffic in much faster. However, they have a ticketing system that's based on a wireless computer setup, and to move some of that is a little bit delicate. And if we can, I think they would be up for it. However, that would get need more parking attendants, and they'd have to take cash like you do at Miller Park when you pull into the lot, you pay the parking attendant, and you walk up and take it your way in. So we'll see if that works. I would like to see that happen because I think we have access up 119th now that Gen 2 has been closed down. We don't have the campers south of 119th. If we split the entrances, put camping on the south side entrance and German parking only on the north side, would make a big difference. Plus, we've seen a reducing campers, more one-day ticketing type of thing. So you're going to see traffic probably 4 days or 3 out of 4 days pretty thick out there on those. And on those main hours. The other thing I would suggest to them, and getting back to this Uber Lyft idea, they are making strides to re-register the address. Right now when you Uber and Lyft the address, it comes into the main stage area, which is right where the nursery is.
Yeah.
And that's right behind main stage, and that's a bad place to drop off and pick up. So they're working on changing that to the main gate entrance on 110. One thing I did pick up off of going to Arizona last week, if I may, at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, where they bring in 200,000 people a day to watch a golf tournament. The Lyft and Uber location is off-site, and then they have to shuttle bus from there.
Yeah.
So you shuttle bus to the Lyft and Uber location, and or you get dropped off there. So that's not a bad idea to try and maybe work that in up at, because everybody's doing that with the Lyft thing, especially the kids. So if we can work that and somehow find a location that we can utilize for that, might be a good idea. So we'll see what I can do. I throw a lot of suggestions at them, that's all I do. I'm a suggestion guy, idea guy, and then they take it from there.
Thank you. Is again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know how much you know about how the Waste Management tournament does it. Now, is it, they drop off, is it the tournament themselves, so in your case would be Country Thunder as an entity providing the shuttle?
It is.
And then I think if that's something that Country Thunder is willing to look into, I think the county definitely owns a lot of property, whether it's, I know you're still got distance from here out to where Country Thunder is, but properties throughout the county that the county owns that may work for something like that to alleviate some of that congestion too.
There's actually a parking ride right on Highway 12, well, yeah. Right off Highway 12,
yeah.
On the west side, the southwest corner of the property there would be perfect because you could run buses in a circle.
Is that out
by and go around?
No,
it's in Wisconsin.
It is in Walworth County, but you know, speaking from my past life, that makes it much more difficult to put rules down when you're dealing with different jurisdictions all the time. Walworth is good enough to help us, and they used to send us a bill for all that service, etc. But you also have to deal with the state line as well as the county line, multiple jurisdictions in your way. So, you know, you're damned if you do sometimes when you change something on behalf of Kenosha County, then Richmond calls you and says, well, now you've just created a problem down here. So it's not an easy fix, especially in that location. But I think that's doable if we can get it to work, if they can agree to it. So I'll try it, do whatever I can.
Okay. All right, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against the petition? Seeing now none, Andy from the town?
Town board met on this item on January 23rd. A motion was made to pass it. Approved.
Motion to approve.
Second. The conditions as stated?
With conditions as stated.
Yeah.
Second change.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Poole with the conditions as stated and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any further questions or comments from the committee or youth and governance? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
And will you be able to sign these then tonight?
You can leave that up.
Are you authorized to sign? Okay, because we'll have the conditions.
Yeah. They're aware of these, so.
Yes.
Okay, moving on, agenda item number 8.
So number 8, 9, and 10 are all related.
They're tabled, so. They're tabled, so we need a motion and a second to table and a vote on that.
Do they need to be read?
Well, let's just take 8, 9, and 10 and remove from the table, and then I'll read them in.
Motion to remove 8, 9, and 10 from the tables.
So why do we need to remove them? Are they staying tabled?
No.
No. Second.
Okay, I have a motion to remove the 8, 9, and 10 from the table from Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Youth and governance, how do you vote? Tabling, it was tabled last meeting, I'm assuming, because I wasn't here. That means we just waited till this meeting. So in order to move and take these up, we have to remove them from the table. So, okay. Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes, so they are removed from the table. Agenda item number 8.
8 is the request of New Life Bible Church, 112 West Main Street, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181, owner. Tracy B. McConnell, 112 West Main Street, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181 agent, requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, which is map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from governmental and institutional to governmental and institutional and suburban density residential on tax parcel number 604-119-172-1000, located in the town of Randall. So the map for this item is shown on the screen, so you can see the area on the northwest corner of 388th and 87th. That's the area that is being requested to be changed. And to know that, as the petitioner will explain, is in regards to that area being looked at to be subdivided into two residential lots. And so with that being said, if you can state your name and address and then tell us what these petitions are all for.
My name is Tracy McConnell with 1239 Lance Drive in Twin Lakes. We decided to separate off the north corner of our lot to separate into two residential lots and then sell those lots as residential lots for the income.
Anything else? No? Okay.
No.
question by Supervisor Rodriguez?
All right. Not a question.
Comment.
But I was talking with Corp Counsel, and I think I can do this. So if I can't, Andy, tell me I can't, but I think I can do this. Can I make a motion to approve 8, 9, and 10 after being read in all necessary public hearings? Because then we can vote on them as a chunk.
I guess it's possible. I mean, we'll need to cover each one first and then vote at the end.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. So we vote one time. We'll read them all. We'll do our hearings. And then we'll vote once. That's my motion.
I think that, except for the comprehensive plan, we have to do.
That would be fine. You just take a roll call vote on all three.
Boom. That's my motion.
Okay, so you want to.
So the motion.
You want to make a motion to take up all three at the same time?
Correct. And
okay.
Vote after all necessary public.
Okay.
Hearings.
Can I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordigan. Do you understand what he means? Do you think governance?
Why are they separated?
Each one is a separate item. The comprehensive plan is a request to just change the comprehensive plan. It doesn't require anything else, but then if the property owner so desires to want to change the zoning, which happens in most cases, then that's just another separate item. And then when the land is being looked at to be subdivided, that's another separate item. Each one can be done independently, or in this case, there's three to do all three different items.
Aye.
Okay. Sorry. Committee, all those in favor of taking up all three at the same time, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, say nay. Motion passes. So Andy, if you want to read number 9 and 10.
So now that we've finished with the comprehensive plan discussion, there is a request on the table for a rezone, which is requesting a rezone from I-1 Institutional District to I-1 Institutional and R-2 Suburban Single Family Residential on same set property and location in Randall. That property is on the map here. You can see the I-1 to R-2 in this corner area. The rest of the property remain institutional. And then again, we have the next item, which is the request for a certified survey map, which is to subdivide that property, which we just talked about, the parcel number in the town of Randall, and we showed on the map on the screen the area where the two lots would be subdivided that meet the R2 designation and would then be in compliance with the land use plan change for this, which actually was originally for medium density residential.
Actually, that section was zone B1.
Correct. It was zone B1, but the land use plan actually indicated it for it to be medium density residential, which is not allowed to be developed out there because sewer and water is not available, but the suburban density is one, so it'll kind of go back in a sense to what it was originally intended to be, even though it was zone B1 for the property when it was being looked at to be an automotive location.
I have a question.
Are you done, Andy?
Yes.
Do you need anything to add?
No.
Okay. Supervisor Nordegan?
On the rezone, we had to contact, within 300 feet, any other property owners. We
correct.
We had to do that for the rezone, and we didn't find out. I don't see anyone here, but there was no one objecting.
No.
Objecting to it at all?
Correct.
Okay. Clarification, that's all.
Now that we have all three items up at the same time, do you have any more comments to add or anything?
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay.
But if you have questions, I'd be happy to ask.
Okay. Supervisor Poole? Do you have?
Nothing.
Anyone else, any questions or comments? Okay. Seeing none. Is there anyone here to speak for the petitions, all three of them? Anyone for? Anyone here to speak against the petitions? Anyone against? Seeing none, Andy from the town on all three?
Yeah, these items all did go before the town board on January 23rd, 2020, and each item passed.
Motion approved, number 8, 9, 10.
Do we need to say what the conditions are stated? Right, I know that, but... Yeah, you need to say subject to the
conditions. Subject to the conditions
of the certified survey map.
Of the certified survey map.
Okay.
Was the town motion?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve agenda items number 8, 9, and 10, subject to the conditions as stated on the certified survey map by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any further questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none. It's a roll call vote. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Supervisor Poole?
Aye.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
Supervisor Nordegan?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, agenda item number 11, approval of the minutes.
Move the minutes.
Second.
Nope.
You do not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Motion.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye,
aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 12, citizen comments. Any citizens want to comment? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. Number 13, Andy, any other business allowed by law?
I believe we have one item for March.
No, there's like four items.
Four items?
Three for one applicant, two
other. Okay, so we will be meeting in March.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Nordegan and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion passes. We are adjourned.